Imperial fleet and set off the droid revolution. He became the Death Star to the point where he was playing pranks on the Death Star.
What?
Including when Emperor Palpatine got there, he kept closing an elevator door.
Damn it, this door's not closing.
Fucking ridiculous. The shower. Oh, it's too cold. Now it's too hot. Now it's too cold. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, look at this. The toilet is clogged. I didn't even use that much toilet paper.
The AC is broke again. How is that possible?
I should mention this genius plot of taking over the second Death Star was only really possible because while he was on the Star Destroyer the Super Star Destroyer Executor, he fucked the ship like R2-D2 does. Like, he jacked into it and downloaded all the information and then went through it. And the most surprising in that cache of information was Darth Vader's personal logs.
Oh.
He's fucking written his live journal.
Oh, shit. Dude. Oh, I thought you were talking about his shits.
They have personal logs.
Oh, so I guess
I really like this girl, but she doesn't even know I exist.
Strangled another wiener at work today. He had it coming.
I don't think I'll ever love anyone like I loved Padme. Sad emoji face. Currently listening to The Smiths again.
Mood Quixotic.
Girlfriend in a coma. I know. It's serious.
Man, that Morrissey turned into a bit of a dick at the end, though, didn't he?
There is a light that never goes out.
Luke.